chaitzolos. So the Mechaber says that these are types of kelim, shel tzmar megrogros, shud yudal ches, that were there, the Mishabura explains in Sifkat and Lamed Ches, that they were utensils that were made out of lulav leaves, that were there to hold dates. So the halacha is you're allowed to break them to get to the food. So you're allowed to separate them. And not only are you allowed to separate the chevel, you're allowed to. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the chiddush of the kosher bechevel, that was already learned earlier in the simmon, so we'll leave that. And he says the chiddush over here is the seifa. That if you break the chosalos, then it's like breaking a walnut. So therefore, it's permissible. Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, based on the above, that the halacha is that one's allowed to tear things open to be able to access the food inside. Because we see from the din of chosalos that if you have a wrapper, obviously we're talking about where you're not tearing the letters, but if you have a wrapper, then to access the food inside is going to be permissible. Rav Nevinzal Shlita over here, in the past we did not discuss this, quotes the Chazon Ish, who says that the definition of chosalos will even apply to sardine cans. In those days, that was quite common, sardine cans. So even though they're not considered, there's a sugya of binyan stir bekalim, and we say that kalim that are weak, kalim yu'uyim, mustaki is the famous term from Tosas, there is no binyan stir bekalim. But what about cans that are strong pieces of metal? So Chazon Ish has a very interesting take on this, which one could be mefalpel a lot on, and Rav Nevinzal was mefalpel a lot. I'm not going to repeat all the things that I was open to discuss with him about this, not for now, because not placing that binyan stir bekalim. But a couple points. That the Chazon Ish said that when it came to these cans, that it's not considered a kli. Why? He said that they're just a shell. They're just like a chosalos. And since they're just a shell, so then in such a case, one would not have the problem of binyan stir bekalim. The only thing Chazon Ish said is you have to be careful about asiyas hakli and psicha yafa, but fundamentally he said it would fall into the category of chosalos. Rav Nevinzal Shlita said that he found it hard to understand this heter of the Chazon Ish, because at the end of the day, it's very much a functional kli. It's being used to transport items. The fact that it comes across as a shell doesn't take away the fact that it's a kli. And he said that he heard that Rav Gusman was also cholek, but Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that the minig is to be mekel. That when you have something that resembles a klipa, it doesn't resemble a kli, then in such a case you're going to be allowed to open on Shabbos. And Rav Nevinzal thought that if as a tzuras hakli, it's pshute kli matechas, so then in such a case that he left it off as a tzarech yun, why it's mutter, but Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that one could be made.
Same thing with the soda can?
Soda can will be is connected, but there'll be many other variables which we'll get to Be'ez Hashem in the right time. Mutter lafkiv lachto kishri ashfut shikoshim mitzla o ba'ofat slim. It's permissible to cut off the knot that's there that's tying the food to a spit, that's going to be acceptable as well. Sifyut chosama shebikarka gundela shelbor shekasha bochevel yochel atir dlav kesher shalkeyamu sherei omen laatir. So they used to cover up pits, and in those days, instead of what we have, a machsan, a storage room, in those days what they would do is store things in the ground. And they would protect it by putting a slab of wood or metal on top. And that metal or wood would be tied down with a string. That string was constantly being opened and closed. So that's considered a kesher that's omid lahatir, and that's not going to be a problem. But you can't break it, because that would be a problem of stira. Why is it going to be stira? So here, then we learn above, in Sif Tes, that the halacha is that you're allowed to separate the food on the spit. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Gimel explains that once Mechubel Karka, then already you have a problem of Chotech mafkia v'chotech as binyan and steer. Once it's mechobel acharka, so then in such a case, that's going to be a problem. V'davke shasul kaim am nashlal asir b'shabbos. Avom eino asul the kaim klal. Only if the only time it's going to be yasser is if you intend to leave it for a while. But if it's the kesher is not asui l'kayim at all, so then it's going to be permissible. Umitam zem mutu lahatir daf shemisim nos lefnei atana v'sarkin oso betit shein oso l'kayim. And for that reason, also says the mechaber, even if you have some type of lime that has been used to hold down the oven, so in those days, when I say hold down the oven, I mean the following. They used to have, they didn't have fancy doors like we have today, so the side of the oven would be, the heat would be held in by a metal slab or wooden slab that was held down by lime. So you allowed to open up, that's what they would do. Instead of opening and closing the door, when they would make their food, they would put it down with lime. They would hold it in place. So that also is going to be permissible to remove because it's ain osulikim. The intention is to take it off. Osuliter shava o shemen ab benekav achosas sasma neshu mimareach. Now we begin a new halacha, and that is the halacha mimareach, and that is a flattening. In one of the avos malachos in Ayin Gimel and Shabbos is to flatten the hide. So not only does that apply to hide, but it also applies to wax as well. So therefore, you're not allowed to close the nekev by flattening the shaiva. But other things that are not subject to miruach are going to be mutter. What's example of other things that are not subject to miruach? Those things that are very, very soft. They're not hard that need to be flattened out. So then, in such a case, there is no problem with miruach, and it's going to be mutter. The Mishabura points out that this takes us to another issue, and that is, what are you doing over here? You're closing up the chavis. So Mishabura in Sifkata Mem Zayin says that when you're closing up the chavis over here, that's not so pashut that it's going to be mutter, because at the end of the day, what about the fact that you're completing the barrel? So here, the Mishabura says, there's a machlokis achronim. Clearly, if you're closing the barrel so that the food is not going to come out, then everybody is going to agree that it's aser. That the mechaber himself goes on to say in the next line, then in such a case you're not going to close. However, says the Mishnah Brura, if you have the hole that's above the water line, so then in such a case, then it only resembles to fixing the chavis if you close it up. And if it's an item that's not subject to mareach, so then the mechaber holds its mutter. However, the Mishnah Brura points out that there are Mefarshim hold it's aser. He quotes Achronim Kasu the Ikur Kedas HaRambam, who says it's aser, and therefore the Mishnah Brura paskins that we should follow not like the Mechaber, and any time that you're stopping up the hole, that's going to be a problem. Continues the Mechaber, Vafil Item Bo Shum Bederach HaRama Lomer She'enim Mechaven El Latznia Sham. If you put garlic and you say, no, the reason I'm putting the garlic there is not to stop it up, but rather is only to store it there. If you know that's just our Rama, that's going to be aser. V'imu Talmud Chacham, mutter lo laharim b'kach. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, so then in such a case, we're going to allow you to do it. So even though it's an Iser Durabbanan, you can't do it because it appears as if you're stopping it up. But if you're a Talmud Chacham, then you're allowed to do the Harama. So when I was a child, I misunderstood. I thought that the rabbis were playing favorites to themselves. But as a Talmud Chacham, it's mutter to do Harama. We're allowed to do tricks. The Balabatim, we're not allowed to do tricks. So I didn't understand. It wasn't because the rabbis preferred themselves. The idea is as follows. When it comes to a Balabayas, so then the Balabayas is not going to know that this is mutter to be matzniya and usher to close the barrel. And he's going to think, it's mutter to close the barrel with the garlic. The Talmud Chacham knows that the halacha is that's usher to close the barrel, so he won't come next time to be over on the Yisur Derabbanan or the Yisur Deraisa of being misaki in the chavis. That's the pshat. A lot of times people don't realize that if you come with a certain bias, chas v'chalila, you could be prejudiced against Chazal for whatever reason. One more point about Mimareach. So Rav Nevenzel Shlita points out that Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas prohibits the use of liquid soap on Shabbos, while Rav Shlomo Zalman permitted. So Rav Nevenzel suggests that it could be, he said he heard, that somebody had suggested, sounded like he liked this idea. He's told me this on other occasions, that aside from his writing over in the Bitzlaki Kare, they liked the idea to say there was really no machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was talking in America, where the liquid soap is thicker, and Rav Shlomo Zalman was talking in Eretz Yisrael, where the liquid soap is thinner. Now, I think many of us in Ramat Beit Shemesh are still getting our stuff from America, so then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman, we haven't yet been zocha to be ola to the asra of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Sif Yud Beis. Sakin shutachu b'kosel shel eitz mibod yom, also tzio b'shabbos. If you have a knife that is embedded in a wall, so then you can't take it out, because that would be considered as if you're doing soser on Shabbos. The Gemara 9 Gimel on the Beis in Shabbos tells us that if you flatten the ground of a house, so then in such a case, that would be considered bona. So anytime you add or you take away to an edifice, that's a shaila of bona. Rav Kirshenbaum Shlita from this neighborhood is of the opinion that to take off a portrait or to put up on a wall would also be a shaila of bona as well. Similarly here, if you're taking it out, kimashu davar mechuber, it's going to be asr. Am tachol b'safsel v'chem echol davar talish mutal otzia. If it's on something that's a davar talish, then it's not considered mechuber. It's not going to be considered soser v'ndatzu shlofa mevod yom fil v'koso shari. If it's not well attached, that in other words, it's already been put into the wall a few times, so it's only loosely attached to the wall, so in such a case it would be permissible. I think Rabbi Yamin mentioned that it could very well be that those who are makel on the portraits will say that the portraits are like datzo shlafa, it's not really attached, and therefore there might be room to say that it would be permissible. That would be something beautiful to add to this discussion.